Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Connor Rogers, he's the NFL draft analyst for Bleacher Report. You can find him on Twitter at Connor Rogers as we talk about, it's Connor J. Rogers. I want to make sure I get that correct. Connor J. Rogers, as we talk about some of the key players in this draft. Hey, Connor, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you doing, Connor?
I'm good. It's been a crazy week, I'll tell you that much. I always enjoy it, though. I mean, we get all the lead up to the drama right now heading into the draft, and you know, I really can't complain. Everything up here in New York and New Jersey has been a little crazy these last 2 months, but just happy to be healthy, safe, and working right now.
But I know you have to kind of be a little over all the draft speculation and all the mock drafts and things of that nature. Doesn't it get a little tired at this point of the season, of the year?
Yeah, that is a great point. I am tired of the speculation. I am happy to talk about the players on teams, and I can't wait for that to actually happen, because now we get to the point of the year where, guys, I think we've discussed every single scenario, every single possibility, whether it's Tua dropping because of his medical, whether it's somebody trading up to 3 for Tua instead. So what I like to do best is really talk about the players and the fits with their teams. And, if, you know, thank God we're just a few days away from that right now.
Okay, well, speaking on that, I'm going to hit you with a couple more because, you know, it's that time of year and we only got a couple more hours to do this. Are the Falcons really considering taking a corner with that first pick?
I think so. I think, you know, going back to the Senior Bowl, we got to spend a lot of time with Thomas Dimitroff, and he seems pretty motivated, pretty excited about the possibility of moving around the board. And when you look at the draft class, yes, I actually like the corner class, but there's two names at the top, and then it really falls into this big group where they can come off at any order. And those two names are obviously Jeff Okudah, who was really expected to go in the top five of this draft, and then C.J. Henderson, who a lot of people, including myself, saw as really more of a top 20, 25 pick for a while. Now he seems like a lock for the top 10 almost. So I think the Falcons are sitting there. They're looking at it. They're keeping their options on the table. They really like Henderson. They have a need at corner. But then you also look where they pick. If they don't move out of that pick, they're in territory for a guy like Javon Kinlaw that – if you put him next to Grady Jarrett on a defensive line that also added Dante Fowler, I think that's something they'd be really excited about as well.
Talking with Connor Rogers, NFL draft analyst for Bleacher Report at Connor J. Rogers on Twitter. Now, notwithstanding, Connor, that we can't know what kind of class it's going to be eventually, you know, it all works its way out and we get results 3, 4, or 5 years down the road from quarterbacks and offensive linemen who are going to have a batch of them taken at the top of the draft. I think everybody who is looking at this thinks that at the moment this is going to be a stellar wide receiver class. Having said that, as you look at the wide receivers as a group, is there one that you like more than the others?
Yeah, for me it's CeeDee Lamb. It really is. And I know a lot of people will like Henry Ruggs' speed. I totally understand that. I think he's phenomenal. He also has some of the best hands in the draft. Jerry Jeudy is such a pro-ready player when you look at his routes. But when you look at CeeDee Lamb, what he does on the field to me is what makes a quarterback's best friend, whether it's playing above the rim, attacking the football, and making things happen after the catch over and over again. And another thing, I know this is a league that it seems like they're valuing size at wide receiver as the years less, you know, valuing it less as the years go on because of the rules protecting wide receivers. But I still think that matters, guys, and he's the biggest one of the top three. 6'2", he weighs about 200 pounds now. He's going to fill out to 210, 215, And the most important thing is he's the most physical guy. So when you look at CeeDee Lamb, just everything he does translates to the next level. And a lot of people, their only problem with him before the combine was speed. The guy goes and runs a 4.5 flat. That is still really, really fast. So I don't have any concerns about him, and I think he's the best one, and I think he'll be the first one taken as well.
Sports Radio 99 again. We're talking to Connor Rogers, NFL draft analyst, on the wave4.com hotline. Now, there's been a lot of speculation, you know, and there's, you know, Thomas Dimitroff was reported looking at some of the quarterbacks that were in this year's draft. Do you see the Falcons taking a quarterback? And if so, at what round do you see them taking one?
Yeah, it would surprise me in the first round. I still think this is a team that knows they can compete. I still think this is a team that feels pretty good about their roster no matter what happened last year, and a lot of it has been injuries over the years. So I don't think we're going to see them, you know, jump on a guy like Jordan Love if he fell to them at their first-round pick, although you really never know. Dimitroff keeps everything on the table. The one that I really wonder about, guys, is if they want to move on and get a mobile passer, is if they looked at a guy like Jalen Hurts at some point of this draft. That's the one where I sit there, and to be fair, let me just make this clear. If they want Jalen Hurts, they would have to take him at 47 in this draft with their second-round pick. That's what they would have to do. Jalen's had a phenomenal draft process. It seems like he keeps growing and growing as a passer, and we know what the guy can do as a runner and is one of the best leaders in this quarterback class as well. So that's the one for me where you look at all the landing spots for Jalen, and a lot of people circle the places where he has to play right now. But if you're looking at the places where he can come in, be the backup, and they eventually hand him the reins over time, I would be really fascinated to watch him in this offense, and I think they're in the sweet spot to take him if they want in round two.
Talking with Connor Rogers of Bleacher Report. Now, the Falcons, we've discussed this. I'm not sure that they look at the offensive side of the football prior to the weekend. But, you know, once they get to the weekend, a couple of positions, tight end being one of them, you know, in terms of Hayden Hurst as a tight end and, you know whether it's Albert O from Missouri or Cole Kmet from Notre Dame, I don't imagine either of those guys, though, make it to round four, do they? And how do you value the tight ends in this draft beyond those guys?
So I think Albert O can, and only because he was really banged up in college, some of the injuries he played through. But when you look at it, you know, the speed helps him from the combine, but he just never really, you know, fulfilled into this player that we thought would be this superstar tight end at Missouri. So he could be there on day three. And we've seen injured guys drop in the pass at tight end on day three and go on to be really, really good players or just incomplete players in college that develop, like George Kittle. Chris Herndon was hurt at Miami, went to the Jets and was really productive for Sam Darnold as a rookie. So scenarios like that. Cole Kmet, I think, is going to go in the top 50 picks. But then you look at some of the guys that could fall to round three. You know, you look at someone like Harrison Bryant. I think Adam Trautman will go a little early as well. But those guys are solid pass catchers. You have somebody like Bryson Hopkins, who was a mismatch in college. Thad Moss from LSU is actually someone that, you know, I think a lot of people look at him, they see the name, they see the championship team, and they think he'll go on day two. I think he's going to go on day three as well. So, and then Hunter Bryant from Washington is somebody that did not have a great combine. I think is a day two player, but because of that poor combine, he might be there in round four as well. And he's another guy that, you know, kind of plays a similar style to somebody like Delanie Walker or Evan Engram, where he's a mismatch weapon. So it's not the best tight end class. There's no denying that. But there are going to be some options in rounds four and five.
Talking with Connor Rogers about the NFL draft. So where do you fall in all of this in terms of how this is going to shake out? If your best guess here, we were playing a little fact or fiction earlier in the show. Tua, is it going to be a case where he will fall, or do you think he stays? Is the draft hinge on Detroit at three, or does it hinge on Miami at five?
I think it hinges on Miami at five. I think the problem with Detroit right now is that they don't want to move too far back, and they don't want to just give away the pick for nothing, and they just don't have the leverage right now. So they're not getting the offers that they had hoped for, and they have a chance, you know, to hopefully find one they like in the next 24 hours here, guys. We're already at that point of this draft. when you look at it, the fall for Tua, I know there's been reports out there saying he could fall out of the top 10. I'm not buying that at all. I think he's way too good of a player. We've seen teams take medical risk in the past over and over again. It would shock me if Miami passed on him at 5. It really would. I know we've heard Justin Herbert and all different kinds of scenarios for them because of fear of Tua's medicals. I'm thinking it's a smokescreen. I think Miami did not want to move up to 3 to get him. They want to stay tight at 5 to take him. And even if they don't here, guys, the Chargers under Tom Telesco, he's taken injury risk players in the past in the first round plenty of times. He has no fear of that. Whether it was Mike Williams coming out of Clemson, Jason Verrett coming out of TCU, he just doesn't, you know, Derwin James even from Florida State. So he's a guy that's pretty fearless with that first round pick. I know they like Tyrod Taylor, so they could start him out in the season if they need to and give Tua time. But it would just really shock me if Tua falls out of the top 6 of this draft.
Connor Rogers joining us. Final question, Connor, just kind of picking your brain. Every year you could go back year by year by year by year, they miss on somebody who's a multiple Pro Bowler who drops to the end of the first round or even into the second round, or and they just miss on him. I mean, they just do. Sometimes they drop into the third round. Well, in the case of Brady, of course, they drop to the 6th. But, you know, they do miss on the guys. Is there one or two guys the teams are not looking at any position right now at the end of the first or the top of the second going, you know what, I think they're missing on this guy?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be Michael Pittman from USC. I think everybody has had him in the third round, maybe the end of the second round for the entire year, it feels like now. I think Michael Pittman is an end of, you know, maybe even middle of round one player and will make plenty of Pro Bowls at the wide receiver position. Now, I have not heard his name as a first-round possibility. I've heard just about every other wide receiver, you know, Brandon Ayuk, Jalen Reagor, obviously the top three guys in Lamb, Judy, Ruggs. We know Justin Jefferson's going to go there as well. I think Pittman has gotten absolutely no love in the first round, and I think he's somebody that'll be really, really good. If he ended up being the Michael Thomas of this draft, I mean, that honestly would not shock me in any capacity at all. And then you look at, you know, the running back position, I think somebody like Darrington Evans from App State, it seems like the earliest he can go is the third round. But if you get him in an outside zone scheme, and once again, we know how often the Falcons use picks on running backs. Really on day 3, it seems like they do that. But I think they've taken 5 out of their last 6 drafts. They don't really care how many people they sign. They add to the position. You look at Evans, very, very explosive player, won a ton of football games at App State, played special teams. It would not shock me at all if he's the running back we end up talking about out of this class after really him not getting a ton of praise these last few months.
Connor, do appreciate your taking a few minutes. We all look forward to tomorrow night. Thanks much.
You're the man. Great
talking to you guys. Have a good week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.